It's Heisman weed. That is gold. You are correct. I don't know if him, his marketing guy, whoever.
Yeah.
They got the gold star.
They did. They're good for them for embracing that.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, welcome back from vacation.
Parandiac for the win.
Thanks. It was part work, part vacation. So, yeah.
Okay.
I get to drink a bunch of free Shiner Box, which is always my jam because I love me some free Shiners.
Welcome back from half work, half vacation.
Yeah. I got to see some dueling piano music.
Oh, you like that sort of thing.
I love that jam. Like I said, I got some free beers.
How was the brisket?
Not good and not good, sadly.
What?
So I went to one place that's called the County Line, which is right on the Riverwalk that I went to years ago, and it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We went this time, took a bunch of people. Apparently, I shouldn't have bragged the place up. Got the brisket. Tasted like they cooked it over, like, propane.
Ew.
Like, it tasted like propane. It was terrible. Everybody hated it.
Hmm.
Oh, disappointing. So, you know, we're going through the week. On a highlight, though, there is also a Gus's Fried Chicken in San Antonio, which is my favorite place to go eat in Austin.
Oh.
So I got to go get some Gus's Fried Chicken in San Antonio, and it was amazing and perfect. Oh, so good.
That's good.
Good.
The manager came by and asked us about it, and he's like, and I said, well, I've been to the one in Austin like 10 times. And he's like, well, did this compare? And I'm like, exactly the same. It's fantastic. And he's like, great. That's what we want to hear. Thanks for coming out.
Nice.
So that was cool. But so like later in the week, I'm like, all right, I need to try and get, you know, some brisket that's good before I go home. So we did some search on the interwebs, found this place called the Smoke Shack,
mm-hmm.
which apparently had been featured on, you know, insert Guy Fieri show here.
Sure.
Right? So like, all right, it had like, you know, very high ratings. We're like, all right, let's go there. We go there. Maybe this was my mistake. I opted for the chopped brisket instead of the sliced brisket.
Ew,
this
what?
This might have been my fatal flaw.
Yeah.
I got the brisket. It was only okay. Like, I have made much better brisket at my house.
Yeah.
Than I got at this restaurant that was highly rated and was visited by Guy Fieri. So, And you know, believe my wife for what you want, but she thought of the same opinion that mine was better than both of these places. So,
yeah.
I mean, mine doesn't always turn out, but, you know, there have been a few times where I've made some really good brisket.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
I mean, I think I got so spoiled by that trip to Mabel's we had.
Wow.
Because that was fantastic food.
Yeah, I was thinking about Mabel's the whole time you were telling me your sad story.
Yeah, that Mabel's was like,
yeah,
that was really, really good.
Yeah,
really
I don't know how much longer I can go with never having beef cheek again.
Well, we got to make this plan, or we're going to go to Cleveland sometime, and we'll get the beef cheek.
I'm trying to get there in August. Do you want to go see Cake?
I don't know what Cake is.
The band Cake.
Do not know them.
You are full of lies.
Dude, I've never heard of this.
You absolutely have heard of their cover of, what's that dumb Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. You've also heard the song Going the Distance.
She's going the distance.
Long jacket, short skirt. Come on.
I never knew who sang that song.
Okay.
I know that song.
Yes. You definitely do know their music. Perhaps you somehow don't know Cake, but
yeah,
suspicious.
Well, you know how I am with bands and names and things.
That's true. I've wanted to see them since they've existed. And now they're playing at like August 23rd in Cleveland. And I want to see if I can make that happen.
In Cleveland? I don't know. I do want to get there at some point to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'd like to see that someday too.
And eat at Mabel's, and then make a trip down the road to the Football Hall of Fame because I haven't been there for many, many years at this point.
Yeah, can we also go see Cake?
Maybe. What day is it?
I don't know. I'll look it up on Ticketmaster after the show.
I mean, if it's in August, it's got the danger of being near my anniversary. In which case, no go.
Hmm. How near? Like the entire month of?
No, just like that weekend thereof.
Okay, I was like, can I still celebrate my anniversary in August?
But you know,
fancy Cake.
Hey, you can do what you want, but once the weekend of my anniversary, I really should be home.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Are we done talking about trips and food and things?
Nope. But we'll start the show anyway.
All right. We can talk about this show. Where are we at? Okay.
Very beginning.
Where it starts with that intro colon, that part.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe I should just read that whole part out loud, like it's a cue card, like I'm Ron Burgundy. Intro colon. Greetings, true believers.
Stop saying that together. The only thing I can picture when you say intro colon is one thing. I'd like to move on from that image.
You know, I can introduce you to some doctors that will intro your colon. So yet again, greetings true believers, welcome to the 382nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray, and I'm stuck here too. How's it going?
Good.
Hello.
This is the week of the 17th to the 24th. Welcome everybody back after a week off. All right, in your 7-day 4-star crash! My liver. Of the Titans. We'll get caught up here a little bit. So on the 8th, you had Baby Groot versus Thanos. Did you Baby Groot your way to victory?
Almost certainly. Someone who I have championed, and he's an effective character.
Yeah. On the 15th, you had a character whom every time I look at the zoom in, I think is the Hood. It's not the Hood. It's Wiccan.
Right.
Was versus America and then Cap America.
Yes.
So apparently you're telling me that Wiccan hates America.
He does. He is anti-America.
That commie B-word.
Yep.
Did you Wiccan your way to victory?
Oh, yeah. That dude gets it done one-on-one. He's got the power of the Demiurge behind him.
I only got that to work once.
And he's got lightning. Oh, really?
Yeah, but man.
I've never not activated the power of the Demiurge. It's the best.
Devastated Cap. With that power.
And then next week, you've got Bobby versus Cliff coming up.
Oh, I could win that.
You can bombshell your way to victory.
I think so, yeah. Ray and I can.
Yeah.
Versus at a 3 for some reason.
I don't know why I have heard a 3-5-5. That seems really horrible, but.
Indeed it does.
Man. All right, well, what are you going
to do? Yeah.
Storyland, the hunt is going now. That'll get you a Thanos, a Whoop Whoop, and some Kang Shards. Placement there is Legion and some Ronin. Hey, it's time to meet Rocket and Groot again. Seems like we've met so many times. Arcade Legion, Ronin Shards there. Placement is a new character we'll talk about shortly, and some IM-46. PvP World, it is the Morris Day season. Has returned in the simulator. It is Sleeves, BDSM, and the Annihilus Torch. Right now, Real Steel is running for Colossus, Nova. Placement is Peggy and the Ghost Driver. Alright, new character. Let's talk about this. We got ourselves a communist dog.
Oh.
I don't know if he's communist.
I don't think he is. I think he's all American.
Alright. It's Cosmo the Space Dog.
Hooray!
A 4-star hero enhanced cosmic non-humanoid. Of the yellow, red, and blue variety. Makes him a Captain America, right?
Maybe.
They're all yellow, red, blue.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, pretty much. I will say that Cosmo is a delight in the movie. An absolute delight.
Right. Like Skyrockets in Flight?
Yes.
Similar.
Mm. I have not seen the movie yet, so I have no idea. The yellow power called TK Field, 6 yellow. Create 2 strength, 13 protectiles, and if there are at least 7 friendly protectiles on the board, fortify one of these. Passive. When the enemy team removes the fortification from a friendly protectile or destroys a friendly protectile, fortify protectile. Deal damage to the enemy team. The first time that Cosmo drops below 10% health, create 3 strength 13 protectiles. As you go up in level, these protectiles get more and more powerful, and then it's fortifying up to 3 tiles. While making, you only needed, 5 of them instead of 7 to get the fortify going, and the damage increases and so forth. And it's when he drops below 40% damage. That's much better than 10.
Yeah, it is.
Drops below 10, he's probably, you know, dead. The red power, no more Mr. Nice Dog. 7 red. He unleashes a psychic blast, damaging the enemy team for some damage, plus additional damage for every 20% of health his teammates are missing. As you go up in level, damage increases, and it's damage bonus for every 10% of missing health for his teammates. The blue power, help from nowhere, 7 blue. Choose a tile color. Cosmo uses Nowhere's teleportation system to convert 7 random basic tiles to charge tiles of that color. Passive, whenever an enemy matches or destroys a charge tile, their abilities are disabled until the end of the next turn.
Wow.
That's strong. At level 5, you are converting 11 tiles to charge tiles.
Wow.
Pretty much guaranteeing that they're going to, you know, get rid of one probably the next turn.
Right.
Turning their powers off.
I love it.
That is very strong.
Yep.
The only thing that I would change on this is no more Mr. Nice Dog should be Good Dog. It should be.
Okay.
That'll make more sense after you see the movie.
All right.
Okay.
But boy, that blue power is a definite winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
probably a 3-5-5 situation. Are those shields worthwhile? Or do you want to do AoE?
I don't know. I know people who play this game, and I hate projectiles, and I hate health.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I don't know if maybe that's a red herring this time. He seems like a very health-driven kind of dog.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how it plays out, but I am genuinely excited about that last ability.
Let's go 4-4-5.
All right. I can dig it.
That gets you up to 30%. And...
yeah. It gets you the damage bonus at 10%. Right. That happens at level 4 on the red. Yeah, I think let's go 4-4-5. But that blue power seems to be the winner. The home run right there. Let's see. In Meat Rocket and Groot, as we said, he's in there in placement rewards. There's a token in progression. The Welcome to Shield's going to run. Boy, those dates can't be right. It's listed as being 5-1 to 5-25.
It's almost over. Act fast.
Yeah. Cosmo Space Dog Shards and Recruit Token for offer in progression. Cosmic Chaos is running the 22nd to the 25th. Cosmo Covers and Shards and Vault Token in progression. Let's see. There's a cover and shards as placement in versus stay on target. And then his event's going to be called Psionic Bark. Running the 21st to the 25th. Cosmo Covers and Shards and Recruit Token in progression. Rewards there. The Cosmo and Friends Vault. 80 items, 3 4-stars, 1 Cosmo, 1 Rocket and or Groot, and 1 random 4-star. So there you go. Cosmo the Space Dog.
Sweet. Seems okay.
Hey, there was this community event going down where people needed to fire 500 million powers.
Right on.
That did not happen.
Oh.
People fired 407.1 million powers.
Ooh.
Appears to be the total that I'm looking at over here on my screen. The goal,
that's
they got
close.
To 72.58% of the goal was reached.
Mm.
It appears. But on the good side of that, apparently that one should have got the tier 4 rewards. Which
oh
looks
my.
Like that's a whole lot of rewards.
It really is.
Sweet.
I mean, there's Star-Lord shards, Drax covers, Nebula covers, High Evolutionary covers, Milano's, Rocket and Groot covers, Gamora covers.
Wow.
More Star-Lord covers. More Milano's, element guns.
That's wild. That's a lot of stuff.
All kind of ISOs, all kind of things. There was a tweet out I saw that said that prizes should be coming, but I have not yet seen anything pop onto my game yet.
Right on.
And then...
I could use a surprise.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to ask you guys how you did on that those individual challenge things that were going down with those tiers. I never made it out of tier 1. But I think many others in our alliance got all the way through. But
nice,
congratulations
to them. That's exciting.
Yeah, I saw in the alliance chat that there were a couple of people who are like, "Whew, finished tier 4," and I'm like, "I'm still in tier 1, but I have tier 2 opened, and I'm doing it as well." But that's about as far as I got. I think I finished tier 1 eventually.
I never got tier 2 open.
Yeah,
like I was still making 80 gabillion of some color,
right?
You know, one at a time, rotating through the colors. Never right. Made it through.
Nope. It's a lot of, takes more focus than I have.
More time than I was willing to give it.
Well, that's still, I think that's one of the good things about it is you can pursue it however little or much that you want, with no real risk of missing out or any sort of consequence.
Yeah. It's not like your alliance is relying on you to get to the next tier or something. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I was only, not getting prizes for myself, so that was okay.
Wow, Samurai gave up halfway through Tier 3. That tells you a lot.
Wow, I fully expected him to have finished it. What else you got news? That's all the news I got.
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
I started watching the first episode of the Electric Mayhem Band today.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
And then I was watching it, and Erica said, "Don't you have a show to do?" And I went, "Oh, crap," and I came downstairs.
Nice. How is it? And who is that sixth person?
All right, hold on. I just looked at this. Right, so you had Janice, Dr. Teeth.
Teeth.
Zoot.
Floyd, Zoot.
Yep.
Animal. Animal. And then there's some dude who looks like David Crosby in the background.
Yeah, they put their names on the screen.
All right.
But I've already forgotten.
I'll find out when I start watching it.
But so far it was okay.
The premise seems awesome. I was just like, ooh, surprise Muppet. Who are you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to try and watch more of that.
I'm just getting used to the new ones like Pepe the King Prawn.
I like Pepe.
Now they're dropping new band members on me. Some creepy person named Uncle Deadly. I don't like it at all.
All right, let's move on then.
Do it.
This week then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, fries for Francine.
Oh no, you caught me in an excitement yawn. All right, let's talk about five-star Electro. Green, black, yellow character. Volts, bolts, and jolts cost 7 green AP. Create 3 red countdown tiles in different columns that range from 1 to 3 turns. When each expires, it deals 281 damage and destroys all the tiles above it in its column. Destroyed tiles deal damage but do not generate AP. The damage goes up to 5,811. Love of Villainy, 8 black AP, deals 3,214 damage, plus an additional 2,009 damage if there are 6 or fewer team-up tiles on the board. That scales up to 20,188, plus an additional 18,573, and it takes 25% less damage for each other villain. Sweet. Oh, that's the passive component. Electro takes 14% less damage for each active villain on her team. So that goes up to 25%. That's great. Wow. All right, let's see. Free of charge, 5 yellow AP. Create a strength 189 strike tile in the bottom row. Passive, whenever an enemy power would deal damage to Electro's entire team, reduce that damage by 884 to a minimum of 1, and generate 5 yellow AP. Wow. Another good one, but not active, so I don't know. Anyway, that scales up to you're creating a strength 1,340 strike tile and reducing damage by 6,662. I mean, just at first glance, it's got to be a 355. I mean, I know that this one relies on the enemy activating at least the passive component, but the damage reduction and the generating of 5 new yellow AP to fire the power again, it just seems much better than whatever that green power did.
I just still can't get over the fact of the lack of relying on charge tiles. Really bums me out.
Characters that would use charge tiles, you'd think this would be like the highest one.
Like the highest tier.
Yeah.
It just bumps me out that she's not all about charge tiles.
It wasn't even on my radar, but now that I can't unsee it, so thanks for that.
I'm like, you know, it's Electro. I should be, you know, this makes charge tiles, that makes charge tiles, this blows up all the charge tiles for a gabillion points of damage. That's what I'd be expecting. You know,
no, I hear you. You're not wrong.
I don't know. I have her at the popular 1-3 too. So,
okay. I'd be surprised if, I have her at 1-1-0. So, or actually, I guess I have her at 0-1-1 now that I look at the way the powers are.
Yeah, I have the least popular build possible of the 4-5-4. Apparently, I've just never respect.
That's fine.
But you were correct. The internet agrees with you, 3-5-5.
Right. That middle ability seems delightful. Well, that's what Sunny and Xandar. Electro, Francine Fry.
All right. Acting! Like, yeah? This week, Ian, who you got?
This week, we are discussing Jennifer Aniston joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And we will begin this week with Ray's assessment of the situation.
Sure. So, Jennifer Aniston coming to Marvel, huh? So I unfortunately did a web search of Marvel and Jennifer Aniston at the same time, man, she doesn't like Marvel. So that kind of biased my picking a character for her. I did have a character in mind, and I thought, I'll just go with that. That's probably the best. And then I got a better idea. I think she should have been cast as Ayesha, the leader of the Sovereign People.
Oh.
Because Ayesha has golden skin and is the leader of people who are really too dumb to continue their own existence. So, you know, not a whole lot for her to do, not a lot of makeup, not... Anyway, not a big fan of Jennifer Aniston, so there you go.
Yeah, clearly not. Oh, she's turning over in her grave. What do you got, Craig? Anything?
I went pretty straightforward, at least to me, it seemed like. To me, she's clearly Sue Storm.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't... I don't hate it.
Okay.
But I'm not quite there. Because I was so confident in my own, so it's hard for me to pivot.
All right, what you got?
I didn't understand how she could be anybody other than Queen Medusalith Immaculine. Like, it really seems obvious to me when I look at Medusa. I'm like, yes, that's it. That's who it should have been all along. And if they use the Inhumans moving forward, I would think that would be ideal.
Can you give Medusa the Rachel?
Not exactly, but I mean, her hair is equally influential.
Sorry, I got distracted by a message.
Oh, okay.
I was just confirming their rumors came out today of BlizzCon dates, and I wanted to verify that before I booked my hotel. So I just got my said verifications.
Okay.
So now I need to go book my hotel. Anybody else want to go to BlizzCon?
Oh, man. Seeing Mike three times in 1 year, I don't think I can handle that.
It's November 3rd and 4th. Probably go out the 2nd to come back, you know, the 5th to the 6th.
I'll think on it.
Okay. All right, should we thank our sponsor?
To Thespify?
Thespify.
Are we going to say
did you like people next week?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were...
I don't know.
Is this a prank? What is going on? Next week is Mark Hamill.
The Joker.
If you... Yes.
I want to be the Joker. the tribe has rolled in. He gets to be the Joker.
I can't believe Probst wandered out there for no reason.
That was fantastic. Did you see they're supersizing Survivor next season, by the way?
No.
90-minute episodes coming next year.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
I think I just threw up a little.
Yeah, I can't live like this.
Oh, you want to throw up a little? How about this? In an expansion of the Bachelor franchise, they have now moved to old people. It'll be people over the age of 60 on the Bachelor. They're calling it, you know, the Golden Age or Golden Bachelor.
Ooh, you lost me at Bachelor.
Yeah. Right?
And you kept losing me, and it just kept happening. I was like, you know what isn't awful? Jeopardy Masters.
I watched a couple episodes in San Antonio, which was nice because they were on at 7 p.m. local time. Because, it's 8 Eastern. So that was kind of nice. So I get to watch, what are they doing? Two matches a night, right? So I got to see some matches.
Nice. So did I. They were entertaining.
Yeah.
I like when they're all a little more comfortable with a show now. So it's got like it's got a more relaxed feel.
Yeah. And I always enjoy Holhauser, giving Ken crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy their banter. I enjoyed Amy trying to razz her two competitors only to then be mocked by Ken. Oh, solid gold.
And then invariably, it's like, oh, he's losing. Holhauser's just like, oh, I got a daily double. All the points. And he went, oh, you got it right. You're correct, sir. You now have all the points. You win this episode. He's like, thanks.
Yep. When they were revealing where the daily doubles were, it was like he could see them.
Yeah, I really don't like that, by the way.
No, but I just close my eyes, as Ken advises.
Yeah, it bugs me.
Yep, I don't need that level of interactivity.
Yeah, that just ruins the whole
suspense.
I'm not a child,
that's weird. Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
But the rest of the show I enjoyed. Like, it's had some good episodes. That ends up this week, right? I gotta try and catch that Friday to see the big finale.
I will try. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know how many more episodes there are.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Slugo says the finale's next week. Okay. Oh, okay. I, th- thought it was only a 2 week thing. I thought it was last week and this week. 3 weeks?
I don't know. I just started streaming it yesterday, so.
I got you. Let's see what's in the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
All right. So let's start over on the Reddit, Jeff Duggan's wall of text.
Hey-o. Ray, you were clearly asleep.
I was trying to recover from Craig's
bored you into an absolute coma.
Craig.
Mailbag? What? Are we doing a show?
Craig transitioned by doing a minute-long, and I was just sitting here going, why? In any case.
That's the production quality you could come to expect from the Puzzle Warriors.
Thank God we have a crack editor right here.
He is amazing, dude. You gotta listen to one post show.
Turns out I can no longer edit one. That because now I've referenced it and it has to be in.
You can only cut it shorter.
So Jeff says, on the new support, which I don't recall which support he's talking about, but he says it's the noun that becomes plural wherever it is. So Black Panthers, but Captain's Marvel. He is correct. Again, I don't know what he's talking about because I don't remember 2 weeks ago, but it's absolutely correct.
Yeah, no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, had there not been something written in Discord, I had forgotten what show Craig and I were talking about by the end of that segment.
He also says that Nathan Fillion, who's playing Adam Warlock, right? No. Nathan's character is cute, and it's fine for Guardians, but he was not Adam Warlock. But Nathan Fillion as Caleb in the final season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer isn't especially nerdy. Apparently, we called Nathan Fillion nerdy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he is especially nerdy, and that's why I was sitting here. I was like, I don't remember him in Buffy, but it's because I didn't watch the final season.
Oh, he is excellent. His character is so evil.
Yeah, I just don't remember. This final season got real weird for me.
Okay, that's fair.
They were like, I don't know, watched the first episode and they were summoning spare Buffies from around the world. And I was like, what's up with this nonsense?
Yeah.
It already peaked with Willow as the villain. I don't need more show.
But Nathan Fillion as a villain, I mean, it's worth watching. He's excellent.
Okay.
But he does, Jeff does concede that Malcolm Reynolds and Rick Castle, Nathan Fillion's other character, is absolutely nerdy. He said, my horde bust today as the shark rotated into tokens, took the shark to 11 covers while trying to get any Kang, but had the effect of me now owning all but one 4-star classic character champed, and they're only missing 2 covers. That's a pretty impressive pull right there, I think. It's a good goal, get all your 4-stars champed. He says the Guardians quests are being a pain, if only because the match X color 100 times are rolling out sequentially instead of simultaneously. Yeah. You don't say.
Mm-hmm.
As far as acting for Jennifer Aniston,
thank you.
I think this is where I might want to go with magic. Interesting. I didn't consider magic.
No.
Not sure I agree. But in any case. And he also said the Electric Mayhem, Floyd plays bass, Janice sings, maybe with the occasional guitar. So, I don't know.
On the show, she is listed as lead guitarist.
Yeah.
Well, that's the new show, right? So maybe things have changed.
I think traditionally she was on guitar.
Maybe she's learned more guitar. I don't know, man.
Maybe.
Turns out,
I'm glad that she gets featured on some vocals.
Turns out they're pieces of cloth and none of them actually play instruments. But.
Shh. You shut your mouth, you.
Can you picture that? Show.
I had a bad day of network troubleshooting, so I'm just a little a little snarky here. But let's turn it around with a comment from Wagon Bat.
A boot.
He says, for the mailbag, late as usual, as a West Coaster who nearly solely listens to the show via podcasts over the weekend, I often find myself talking to the show and making mental notes about things that I want to chime in on. Well, being old and being behind a wheel does not bode well for me remembering things. That said, congratulations on 365 plus episodes. While deployed, when we pulled into foreign ports, I would buy a SIM card for Wi-Fi, and my first order of business was always to download and cache the episodes I had missed. You guys rock. I appreciate your tenacity in sticking to it, and your great personalities and friendship. D3 Go, Broken Circle, and Marvel itself owes you a grand debt of gratitude as well. Would this mobile game still be going as it is if not for you guys and the community you've created? Cheers.
What did we pay this guy?
This was definitely Craig.
Yeah. Sorry, it's my San Antonio personality while I was down there. I was, you know, ran into some bad shiners and wrote some crazy nonsense.
Oh, man.
Hey, well, thanks for all that. But, man, God bless you.
Yeah. That's, I got that every time I think I'm out, they just drag me back in. Yeah, that was incredibly gracious. Thank you very much.
Yep. Seriously do appreciate it.
I'm glad we can provide that level of entertainment to anybody, really. So, huzzah.
Again, we started doing this because we thought we would entertain ourselves. So the fact that anybody else is coming along, that's just, it's just icing. All right. So there you go. That was the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. I mean, really, I was just here for Fantasy Football Forum with Ian. That's really why.
Right. Let's dive into some unconfirmed internet rumors.
Oh?
Discord says that they've already nerfed Cosmos Blue.
It hasn't even happened yet. Well, okay then.
Yeah. Yep. It only came to me in GIF form, so I don't know how credible it is, but...
Boy, what are we doing? Oh, boy, I don't know how this show works. No, we're back to... Once again, it is time. I am Hans.
Oh, and I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
You still point at the screen. I clap and I point.
Yeah, I can't. That's just the thing. And then, when we end the other segment, I always point two thumbs at myself when you see this guy.
Absolutely.
I can't not do it. I can be conscious of it, and I don't know if I can stop myself. Hey, it's a regular boosted list. I'm just going to go through it like I have in the past, skipping the stuff that I've never learned because it's too new. So, three-star arcade is boosted. Doctor Strange is also boosted, so you'll get more yellow retaliation and better damage out of the Crimson Bands. Elektra, probably red damage is boosted, and does the black dodging thing do damage? I think it does. Emma Frost is kind of new. Hood. He's got twin pistols that do a lot of damage. Kamala Khan has an embiggened bash and improved healing. All right, let's see which of these characters are boosted. 4 stars, Colleen Wing. Let's see, she's got more red damage and more burst healing in her yellow. Then Deathlok, he's got more blue damage and more damage per focus point with his red focused fire. Dupe is boosted this week. Got a variable power situation. Gore. Good old Gore. What's he up to? More damage per shadow minion. Minion repeater tiles are dealing more damage. And more damage per special tile with the purple. What else have I got going on here? Oh, Nico Minoru with her magic. So better, bigger strike attack protect tiles from Trifecta. And her healing is better. Reptile, that's a character. He does some stuff. He does some damage, making better strike tiles, bigger protect tiles. And finally, Ozcore Spider-Man. Man, that's a character too. They are just digging up characters for me to be confused about. It's almost intentional this week. Why? I've been on a 2-week break. Come on. Anyway. More damage from his special delivery, and his trap dials will deal more damage. And last, but certainly not leastly, the 5-star boosted characters. It appears Black Panther is boosted. More damage from the Panther Prey, and more damage from Spirit of Wakanda. And you guessed it, more damage when he comes out of being stunned. We've got Gambit, more damage with Aces and Eights, and the countdowns in Raging Cajun are doing more damage. Ghost Rider. He does some things. More damage with Damnation and more damage with Judgment Day Chain Whip.
Whip.
Magneto. What's he up to these days? He's making bigger strike tiles, bigger protect tiles, and dealing more damage with polar coordination. And finally, Samurai Deacon. Wolverine is doing stuff. More damage with Yato. More damage and healing with his green. And... the Lawless Warrior damage is bigger. So, let's see what Samurai has to say about this. 4-star player sick of Polaris. Your week has arrived. Boosted Gore is an excellent silver bullet for special tile spam. All right. Hey, nothing like a little promoting of Gore. I feel like he is probably not a very popular character, and he could use more opportunities to shine. So yeah, that's who is boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I would say in the 5-star world, Samurai Daken is probably the person I'm going to. When he's boosted, his damage is all right.
Nice. That sounds fun.
All right, Ian, hit me with some pop, pop!
Pop, pop!
Holy moly. All right. This week on Pop, Pop. So, I don't know how to pronounce the letters A and E squished together. So, we're just going to call this band A.E. Spa. Maybe it's Espa. Something similar. They have an appropriate number in this band. This is a 4-member group. And I believe this week it's a sampling of their song Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, a little bit into this. Every time I get on the internet to get a clip of music to give to Ray for this segment, I always get sucked into something new about Blackpink on my YouTube because it thinks that's the only thing I like. And they're not entirely wrong. They did an episode of Carpool Karaoke, and they were giving them a little bit of their background. He's like, you know, tell me about how you guys got together. Like, apparently there's like a legit factory in Korea where they make boy and girl bands. Like, Lisa said she moved to Korea from Thailand, not knowing any Korean, when she was 14 years old to go to this training camp and was there for like 9 years. She said every day you wake up, 11 o'clock, you sing, dance, choreography, language, crowd control until 2 a.m., bedtime, repeat process for 9 years. And then eventually corporate execs come along and they pick 4 random girls with the highest scores and say, you're a group, go.
Huh.
And I was like, that is horrifying. But they were so, you know, proud of everything they achieved. And it was a really, you know, decent Carpool Karaoke, at least for me, because I like Blackpink. And they got to drive and sing Blackpink songs.
Man, I thought it was enough when they had, what was the one Simon Cowell show where he just took a bunch of random girls and said, you're now a band, and like Fifth Harmony was born?
Oh, that sounds like something he would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine this on like a
super mega steroids,
like a factory level. Like you're just pulling a crank and these people are just coming down a chute.
Man, I feel really bad for the castoffs who spent all that time and stuff and didn't get nothing.
Right.
Like, what do they look like? Does the factory, like, not cost anything? Like, do they pay for
your
room and board?
I don't know.
And
I don't know how you get into this training camp or why a young child can just appear there and be like, I live here now.
Hmm.
See if I am a resource that you can exploit. Yeah, the more I dive into it, the more I'm, like, not nearly as surprised when every 2 months I hear random K-pop person has died of suicide.
Yeah, because there's been a couple since we started doing this segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, cheer me up with some pop then.
Yeah, let's see. So we'll move on from that. I will not cheer you up because I'm talking about one that is I did not love, but it's part of a franchise that I do not love. So I am exploring Mountain Dew and all of their voted on bizarre flavors. And this was Mountain Dew Whiteout. Any experience with Mountain Dew Whiteout?
No. There was one that was like a combination of the white with something else with something else.
Yeah, this was called smooth. The flavor that it advertised was smooth citrus. Smooth citrus is a combination of yuzu and lemongrass.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, this was one of those vote online for our next flavor situations, and this one and this made it into the regular rotation.
I blame Taco Bell for all of these Mountain Dew flavors, by the way.
I largely blame them as well.
Yeah.
They are innovators for things that are gross. That should be one of their taglines. The innovators of gross.
Isn't that Tommy Dreamer? No.
I don't know, probably.
That's the innovator of violence. The innovator of violence. Okay.
So there you have it. A little pop pop. Thanks as always to
Magnify.
Getting there someday.
So speaking of Magnified, so I, you know, was on these planes flying back and forth.
Right.
And so I had to open the United app. I was perusing what they had for free on their, you know, streaming that you can do on the plane.
Yeah.
And it had episodes of Community. And I was like, sweet, I can watch some Community. Yeah. I haven't watched for a long time. So on the flight back, I watched like 4 episodes of Community. And there was a good paintball, you know, one of the good paintball battle episodes. Nice. And yeah, it was good stuff. So there was some Magnified going there. It got me some Starburns. It's good stuff. Good stuff. You got Steam open.
I do. Thanks for buying me time.
All right.
Hey, it's a 4-star. It is Doc Ock, A Mind of Their Own, No Way Home. I will inevitably need this. I'm going to go investigate while someone else starts to open tokens that do need it. Perfect. 212.
So I'm just checking out. Kang leaves next, right? I can't spell rotate, apparently.
Rotate.
That doesn't work. Oh, I edited
apparently editing. Yeah, you can't edit it. You better issue that command a second time.
I just want to make sure that Kang's leaving next, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm doing one.
All right.
It is a purple.
Kang.
It is Limbo on Earth for Magic. I imagine that is nice. One that I still need. So, yes, it is. Will bring my magic up to a 4-3-2.
So Ray's wasted all the purples. So I've got 10 of these. That'll be 10 4-stars. You ready? Oh, the first one's purple, though. Holy smokes. Magic. Nice. Phoenix 5, Soul Sword.
Nice.
Oh, my God, the second one's a purple.
Yes.
Kang, Cosmic Tactician.
Woohoo.
Now a 4-star. Oh, Falcon America. That's payment back.
Nice.
Oh, God, North Star. All right, now they're punishing me.
Yeah.
Steep downhill at the moment.
Spider-Woman. Proportional Punch Spider-Man. Oh, here's a purple. Kang, Cosmic Tactician.
Nice.
Puck, he's still a character.
Hey.
Throg. And finally, yes. Cletus. So, let's see. What is it?
Nice.
3? That sounds let's see. Really so, good.
That gets my Kang. Yeah. Oh, my God. My Kang's a 4-4-5. Wow. Champion that, sucker.
Whoa.
Boom. What was the other one? Magic. Magic's now a 2-3-0. But man, I got Kang really quickly. That's
nice.
I never get things that fast.
Yeah. Dang,
look at me go. I see the span blue, right? That's his job, span blue.
That is his job. You get 27 blue and fire it 3 times and you win.
Alright, I'm gonna have to try and make that happen. Thanks as always then to this guy.
This guy. As a reminder, the team to beat, if you're going up against all the Immortals, Immortal Hulk, Immortal She-Hulk, and Chasm, you use Kang, 5-star Hawkeye, and 4-star Deadpool. They come out, they do a little bit of damage, it causes Deadpool to put out countdown tiles, and then Hawkeye turns that into blue AP on your next round, and then you fire Kang's power.
Oh, boom, so I guess you send like Kang away, or like Chasm away like instantly.
Yeah. You send all 3 of them away, and you just win.
Good deal.
I don't know if they're going to nerf that now that it's, you know, publicly used, but that's how I've been beating those matches every time.
You just have to wait until I use it once, then it will get nerfed. That's how this game works.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Next week, his powers won't do any of those things. It'll be like, you fire all 27 blue to make one character go away. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, golly. You know, it is ever changing. You know, really, it's got a life of its own at this point. So I would go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find direct links to all the wonderful shows on our podcasting network. That's the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Did you guys have a big night last night? It was voting day. That should be a thing for you guys. All right.
Yeah, I vote.
Okay.
I did. It seemed to go the way I'd hoped.
The one person that used to work at the borough, who then retired and ran for council, got through the primaries. So with the way State College works, he should be elected in the fall because there's nobody else running. So,
oh, great.
Well, there's like 4 spots open and the 4 Democrats all, you know, got through the, you know, 4 Democrats got through the primaries, which pretty much guarantees that they all 4 will get elected in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm, exactly.
So it'll be fun for him. He was a good guy.
That's cool.
Actual good guy. Not that he would ever listen to this show, but not a Tom based good guy. Stupid Tom. Anything else for the cut of the order?
Sorry. I had something, but I lost it because it got real weird.
I'll just say, I'll throw out here that Guardians of the Galaxy, great movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The only thing, just disregard everything where Adam Warlock is on the screen because it's not Adam Warlock. The abomination that they made out of that character irritated me to no end. Other than that, really good movie. Like, fantastic movie.
I'll report back next week. I'm planning on seeing it Tuesday.
Oh, now I remember. You were talking about local politics. That's why I was. That's where I was going. Do you remember, Craig, back in my youth when I was an Aladdin-style street rat that just lived in the streets of State College?
Uh-huh.
So I was looking at some lawn signs for some local judge elections.
Oh,
and
right.
I saw a name that seemed very familiar, and then Ray sent me a campaign flyer from this person. And, man, I did a lot of beer bongs with this kid.
now running for judge.
To a lot of parties and made a lot of bad choices, and this man's a judge now.
Oh, I mean, the precedent's been set. Just because he likes beer, he likes drinking beer.
Right.
He can still be a judge.
Right. Absolutely. You're a normal person. Judges are not imaginary paragons of justice. They are human people who understand the law very well. I hope.
Until they get bribed and do things they shouldn't.
Well, I hope.
Man, maybe sometime a certain person named Blair will run for something and maybe he can head up the sewage authority or something.
No. What obscure burn! Way to go!
Joke just for Ian, really.
Yeah, really! I was going to say, the zero people who got that are rolling right now because it was hilarious.
There's a possible. I think sometimes Terry still listens to this show.
Yeah,
he could get that joke. But
that's fair.
So maybe two people got that joke. But
Lord of the Clog.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks everybody for joining us. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Go to our webpage. Check it out. Shoot Ray some comments, suggestions.
Don't shoot Ray.
Comment suggestions. Send them his way. He would like to hear them to read them in the mailbag. It's coming up on, what's the next holiday? Memorial Day?
Yes.
Monday's a thing in Canada. Victoria Day. So if you're celebrating Victoria Day on Monday and you buy yourself some nice Victoria Day celebration, while you're oot in a boot, buying yourself some things, send stuff our way. But that's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, aren't you supposed to have a parrot? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.